Morning, Boker Tov. Today's after the Derm Daf Chavtes. The Derm Chavtes. We left off at the bottom of Chav Ches Amid Beis, towards the two dots towards the bottom of the small Amid. Once again, just to get our bearings. Actually, first a note. Tomorrow morning, Emirat Hashem Daf will only be on Zoom. No in person Daf. Tomorrow morning only on Zoom. Tomorrow morning is Thursday. Friday morning, Emirat Hashem back here in person. Yeah, just tomorrow morning. Okay. So the Mishnah said that a person. The Gemara described the case. A person sees his trees, his saplings, that are in danger of being blown down in the wind. He suspects they're not going to survive. So he makes a neder that this, Natias Elu carbon, if they don't come down, if they survive, they should be a carbon. He basically thinks they're done for. So he makes a neder that if they don't come down, they should be a carbon. The Mishnah said that they need Padiya. They need redemption, meaning, it's a fancy way of saying, that the Kedusha is Chal. The Kedusha is Chal. The Chiddush was, that's the moment we just left off with, right before the Tudat, you may have said that this fits into the Keder of Nidri Ein Sebon, Nidri Shkaga. The Mishnah doesn't say exactly which criteria, Rashidim won't discuss, but you would have said, he thought for sure it was going to fall down, that's why he pledged. But had he known it really would survive, maybe he would have pledged. Kamash Plano, the Neder is indeed Chal. Now, we didn't speak out yesterday, but the Ran has a Shaila in this neder where he's saying Harenitius Elu Carbon. Was he saying that the is that just a classic lashon of neder? We spoke out early in the Masechta. The word carbon represents a neder, not literally carbon. It just means it should be like a carbon, just like a carbon is holy, hektish, and usser. So too, this is usser. Or does Ovia carbon mean really that it's muktish? For a carbon, obviously a tree can't be a carbon. I mean, it can be a carbon, eats him, but a tree can't be a carbon. It means it should be damim le carbon. Is the kedushas carbon real, or it just means a lashon of neder? Ram brings two tzedim. We will get back to that in the Gemara today. That'll come up again. But this is the Ran over here on a base discusses the shaila. What does it mean by carbon? Okay, but then the Mishnah went on to say as follows. That was the first part of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, what if he says a little bit different lashon? What if he says that this tree should be Kaddish until it gets cut down? Or this talus, the second case we speak of for, is should be Kaddish till it gets burned. Then we say Ein Lem Pidyon. For that, there's no pidyon. If you say this should be Kaddish till it gets cut down, there's no pidyon. So at this point, the Rishonim understand what's behind the Mishnah. What it means is that he's saying it should be Kaddish till it gets cut down. Ein Lem Pidyon means not that it's not Kaddish. Ein Lem Pidyon doesn't have redemption means even if you were to redeem it, Kaddish would just go right back on top of it. It has Kedusha, you redeem it, Kedusha goes right back. So it's a fruitless, a pointless effort of redeeming it because Kedusha will come back. On that, Gemara asks, what does that mean? So Einlam Pidyon La'ilam, he makes a lashon of neder, that this tree should be Kaddish until it's cut down. Is it going to be Kaddish La'ilam forever? Says the Gemara, we're up at two dots on Chav Ches Mameis, four lines, three lines off the bottom page. U'la'ilam, is it going to be Kaddish forever? Says the Gemara, Amar Barpada, we have two malachim in the Amaram. Amar Barpada, Padon Chayzres V'Kaychayz, Padon Chayz V'Kaychayz. Yes, if while it's still, the tree's still standing, he redeems it, it got Kedusha. If while it's still standing, he redeems it, it will become Kaddish again. It will become Kaddish again. However, that's all Ad Sheyiktsu. That remains in place until it gets cut down. Or until, again, Yiktsu means cut down. The Elman, the Shia is a little bothered. And Lashon Yiktsu typically means cut down. We spoke at yesterday very clearly in the Shia, and it's Pashpashan of the Gemara, very clearly that it means even if the wind blows it down, that would be called, as long as it's felled, as long as it comes down eventually, that's called Yiktsu as well. Ad Sheyiktsu, this is all till it comes down. But Niktsu, once it comes down, Poydin Pam Achas Vidaye. Says Bapada, Enechanami, once the tree is down, then you redeem it once, and that's it. The kedusha is gone. So the nether essentially was going to Barpada. His nether was that as long as it's up till it's Niktsu, it should remain Kaddish. So it's Kaddish. If he redeems it, it gets kedusha again. How? From the original statement. The original statement has the power to keep giving kedusha even if he redeems it. Once it comes down, redeem it once, and then it's no longer Kaddish. So there's really two dinim of Barpada. You see from Barpada that the kedusha keeps coming back while it's standing. That was what we understood till now, and that remains in place. But Barpada is also saying once it comes down, you need to redeem it still. I could have heard a svara, which Ula is going to say in a minute, that once it comes down, the kedusha is gone. The same way he made an edda, it should remain kaddish till it comes down. And even if you redeem it, kedusha comes back up. Kedusha will reappear on this tree. The time frame he gave was till it comes down. So once it comes down, maybe you don't need to redeem it at all. Barpada says no, you need to redeem it. Ula says no. Kivish Niksu should ain't Boydin. Ula says once it comes down, you no longer have to redeem it. He gave a limit to his Kedusha. He said it should be Kaddish, Kozman is up, and therefore, as long as it's up, it's Kaddish, but once it comes down, it doesn't, no longer needs to be redeemed. Now, the simple understanding of Ula is he's only arguing on Barpada on the second Akuta, meaning Ula agrees Kozman is standing. If you redeem it, Kedusha will come back. And Ula is just arguing, but when it comes down, you don't need to redeem it to get out of it. The second it comes down, no longer needs to be redeemed. The Kedusha comes off, which the Gemara is going to discuss. How could Kedusha come off? You need some sort of redemption. How could Kedusha come off? That's going to be the whole focus of Chavtes Amar Aleph. But before we get there, there's a famous argument brought in the Ran. The way we just explain the Machlekes is the way the Ran brings that up first, which is that Barpada is saying, and Ula are both agreeing, Kozman is standing, you redeem it, Kedusha comes back. Only once the tree is felled, according to Barpada, you still need to redeem it once. According to Ula, you don't have to redeem it at all. However, if you look in the Ran on Chav Chesem Beis, if you look 5-6 lines off, maybe a little more, from the Mamish 5 lines off, from the bottom of the page, at the end of the line, V'achacham HaGadol Ramesha Kertavi Zah. The Ran quotes from a, obviously, he's quoting another Rishon, V'achacham HaGadol Ramesha Kertavi. Ramesha was apparently a very famous name by the Rishonim. You don't find Ramesha in the Gemara at all. But maybe, I don't want to say not once, but maybe you do find it once or twice, but it's definitely not a common name in the Amram or Tanoim. In the Rishonim, there's lots of Ramesha, right? Both Rambam, Ramban, lots of Ramesha. Okay, so he brings for Chacham Gadol Ramesha Kurtavi, Chilik Alav, he argues on the first breath that the Ram brings, and what does he say? Vamar, Barpad Vula Batati Pliki. There's two Machlaikas in between Barad and Ula. Vah Batalia, and the Machlaikas are Toys Abizah. And he explains, we'll read it inside. Because Barpada argues, and because he holds, that Kedusha won't just pop off, so when the tree falls down, you're not going to say, oh, time's up, the neder was up, and therefore, the Kedusha just comes off by itself. You don't say that, because Kedusha can't come off b'chdi, because he holds that. So, kamar, depadan chayzu kachas. That's why Barpada holds that Kol's money redeems it while it's still standing, the Kedusha comes back. Why is that? Tilav hachi, lamle lai gavra, lamem ha'chikzu. Remember, the fellow who made the pledge said, this should be Kaddish till it comes down. Barpada holds, even when it comes down, you still have to redeem it. So what was the added element of this should be Kaddish till it comes down? What's he adding? It must be what he's adding is that even while it's still standing and he redeems it, the Kedusha will automatically just come back on. That must be what he's adding, because he's not adding that it needs a redemption after it falls. Of course it needs a redemption after it falls, because Kedusha is not Paka Bechti. So Barpada is l'shitasai in that he's saying it's Chazers for Kaddish. And Ula argues and says that, I won't read the rest inside, I'll speak it outside. Ula the argument says that when the tree falls down, it no longer needs redemption. So you know what he was saying? This is Kaddish till it falls down. But Avad, if you redeem it while it's standing, it doesn't go back and become Kaddish again. It's two separate things. One is it's Kaddish right now, and the Kaddish has a limit till it falls down, till the tree falls down. While the tree's standing, it's Kaddish. Till it falls down, once it falls down, it no longer is Kedusha, and you don't need to redeem it going to Ula. It's Paka Bechti. And even while it's standing, if you redeem it, it won't have Kedusha anymore. It won't come back. Because the Machlok is telling us, according to Barpada, his whole statement must be to add that Kedusha comes back if you redeem it while it's standing, because it can't be giving a limit that when it falls, no longer is Kedusha, because that's not true. When it falls, you still have to redeem it, according to Barpada. So according to Barpada, the Neidor is adding that while it's standing, Kedusha comes back even after you redeem it. According to Ula, he argues at both points. Kedusha will not come back after you redeem it, and when it falls, it does not need redemption. That is how Ramesh Kurtov is learning the Machlekes between Barpada and Ula, as opposed to the first Malach brought in the Ran. Okay. Say the Gemara now. On this, either way, according to both Shatim, there is a Machlekes that when the tree falls, does it need Padiyah? According to Barpada, a pledge about a tree that was Kaddish, and then it falls, you still need to redeem it because Kedusha can't be Pakah Bechdi, it can't just pop off. According to Ula, once it falls, the end is over, and it doesn't need redemption. Says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Nunes, Rav Nunes asks against Ula, Kedusha Shabbat Lech Rocha, where did the Kedusha go? What happened to the Kedusha that was there? Uma, and it brings a proof from Isha. Again, this is the third time in our Masechta, second Gemara, third time that we're having, maybe it's more, I'm missing, but we're having a direct comparison between Isha and Adarim. First time we had it was back in that Vav, where the Gemara discusses Yadis, that a Yad of a Neder, without explicitly saying a full Neder, a Yad of a Neder works for Neder, and the Gemara debated, do we say the same thing as by Kedushin, Yesh Yad of Kedushin, or not? And we had a Gemara, that was in that Vav, on that Yudalin, where the Gemara says a person makes a Neder, that Harayat Kime, you should be to me like my wife, like my mother. Is that considered a good neder? The Gemara over there says it's not a good neder because it's neder b'davar ha'aser. It's not neder b'davar neder. You make a neder telling davar ha'aser. So the refers in the debate, what about a person says, you should be to me like an ish. you should be to me like Eish Yisrish. Is that a geneder? Well, we decide that's a geneder because since Eish Yisrish, the ish is created, al yedei another person, al yedei Adam, bidei Adam, maybe that would be called a davar hanader. Okay, but again, the first movie they discuss the comparison between neder and the Isra of neder and the Isra of Eishes. Either way, Agamar is making the comparison again. If you remember, actually, just a quick chazara, Taisus and Davav asks, now what's the havmini to say yadas by kedushin? Just because you have yadis by neder. By neder, there's a pasuk that says, even a yad, a partial statement, we darshan a pasuk, even a partial statement affects a full neder. Why would that be by neder by the pasuk? So over there, you have a din. Who says you could apply that same din by kedushin? What would that mean to compare? Taisus Tafav says, because kedushin is indeed very similar to neder. Just like neder, you're creating iser, you're creating something kedusha, hekdish. So to by kedushin, the name kedushin, a person is by kadosh and isha, and he is asara akule alma kehekdish, which is really word for word the Gemara in the beginning of kedushin on the base of base. Gemara says the lashon of kedushin is the asala akule alma kehekdish. The husband makes the wife asar to everybody else like hekdish. The Gemara clearly is comparing an element of hekdish within ishus a marriage to hekdish over here of general hektish or of nadar. Okay, says Mara.
Yes, but just going to write it just the dig right before. Ula ama kibis and nixu shuv ein toiden. Isn't Ula screaming that, or that you
no, no. Ula is saying is that once it falls down, it no longer needs padiyah because the statute of limitations, the ned there was only while standing. I don't see how you see in there that Ula says you have to. Meaning, if you
that it could have been
nifta. Oh, could have been, yeah. It could have been nifta before. Yes, that's correct. Yeah, Ula is saying it could have been paid until then, but from this point on, it no longer even needs padiyah. But Ramesh Kurtov is sticking in a little bit more of a cage, and if you're paid it prior, the kedusha doesn't come back. According to Ran's first malach, the kedusha would come back even according to Ula. Okay, so now says the Gemara. Uma ilu, Rabbanu is asking against Ula. You tell me kedusha's paka once the tree falls down. Uma ilu, Amalisha, if a guy would say to Nisha, Hayem atishti, Ulamachar yatishti. A guy goes up to a woman to be mekadesher, and he says, we're back on Chavtes Amal Fatab. And he says to her, today you're married to me, the kedusha is for today, tomorrow it's off. I want to just do a one day marriage. One day Vegas marriage. Right? What's the halacha? Does that work? Meaning, the marriage works, but the next day is she not married? Me, nafkabla get, could she leave the marriage without a get of adanat? I mean, once you're married for a day, this kedushin, you need a get, you need a proper divorce to undo the kedushin. You can't just stipulate the marriage is for a day and it's just be paka, so to speak, bichti, just pop off by itself. So kedushin, so over here, by this tree, by this nether, should be the same thing. That is the Gemara's question. Now, Taisa the Rosh asked, 1 second, if for some reason by hekdish, Rabbi Menuda wasn't 100% clear, that Allah is not like Ula, meaning that maybe Kedusha could be Paka Bechti. You can make a time frame and say the Kedusha should pop off the tree once it falls. So maybe perhaps by Kedusha as well. Why was it so Pashtu Rav Nuna that by marriage Kedusha it can't be Paka, and so too Huadid by Nadar it shouldn't be Paka? Maybe marriage also could be Paka. Why was it more Pashtu by Kedusha than by Nadar? So the Ran, sorry, the Tosfos and the Rush pull this question and they answer that's Mils the Pshita. It's Mils the Pshita that once someone's married, a woman's married, she cannot just be undone for the marriage. You need a proper get, you need a divorce. It's pashut. You don't need a clear source, a clear right for that. The question is, they don't elaborate why. So the subcipher, I left something out, I apologize. So the Taisus and the Rush and in the Teres, they say, because we learn from Gittin. By Gittin, it's pashut. By Gittin, it's pashut that if a person gives a woman a get and says, today you're divorced, his wife, because his wife again says you're divorced, but tomorrow I want us to be married again. I want just a 1 week or 1 month break from a marriage. Here's a divorce. Tomorrow you're married again. So over there, my apologies for leaving it out. Over there, we're saying it's Pashat, Milsa the Pshita, says Tyson the Rush. Milsa Pshita at the get, once the get's given, she'll be divorced, but they won't be remarried a month later, right? He makes a divorce for a month, and a month later he wants to be married. Unless they actually go and get remarried, they won't be married in a month. So once they know it's Pashat by get, Kedushin and Gittin, of course, Makish of Ayelitziah, the Pesukim compare Kedushin to Gittin. We have that drasha many times throughout Kedushin and Gittin, such as Gittin. And therefore, by Kedushin also was Pashat, that you cannot have a Kedushin for a day and just have it be undone after a day. That's why it's Pashat by Kedushin, because it's learned from Gittin. That's the Rosh Hashanah's answer. The question is, Hagufa, why was it Pashat by Gittin? Why was it more Pashat by Gittin over Kedushin? That's what Achorinim asked. Sefer asked other Achorinim, why was it more Pashat by Gittin over Kedushin that you cannot have this temporary get and have the marriage come back? So Rabbi Chanan is a beautiful svar. Rabbi Chanan in Kevitz Aris and in Yivamis and elsewhere, he's a beautiful idea. that there's a fundamental difference between Kitten and Kedushin. When, in general, what's happening over here is the guy's making a Dibur, he's doing an action, and he wants his second Dibur to kind of override the first Dibur. It's like, I'll see Dibur about the Dibur. So, when you have a Kedushin, let's say, and you're saying this is Kaddish, and you want that there should be a limitation on it, it should be the Kedusha of the tree, or the Kedusha to this woman, should be over after a day, after a week. So over there, there's a question. You have a power with your second Dibur, to, when you're putting on a limitation, to undo that which exists. So that's a Shaila. We have no clear proof. But by Gittin, one of the mechanics, he gives his wife a get. He says, you're divorced for a month. After a month, you shouldn't be divorced. Even if you undo the get, you still don't have a marriage. There's nothing there. Even if you undo the get, once the get was given, they're not married. Once they're not married, what are you going to do? You're going to say the get no longer works, but you still need a marriage to put them back together. There's nothing. The second Dibur, it can undo the first Dibur, but it can't undo the fact that there's nothing there. The other way, you could say my second Dibur should undo the Hektish that's here. It should undo the Kedushin that's here. But to have a second Dibur create something from the luft, from the air, it doesn't work. And therefore, by Gittin, it was Pashin. If he says, this is your get today, and after a month, it should no longer be a get, but the get is a get. They're divorced. What do you mean it should no longer be a get? You should be married again? You need something to recreate that marriage. That was Pasha. And once it's Pasha by Gittin, we're going to connect it to Kedushin as well. And once we know by Kedushin, we want to connect it to the Dharm. That is the Cheshbon of our Gemara. As I learned, the Rebbe Chani brings a mashal, you know, mashal for the Rashba, based on a Shliach, being Mevatel Shlichas. Same, the same idea, but I think it's, you know, perhaps even simpler without the mashal. Okay.
I don't understand the
original. Now, the Abner Mulum asks a Kasha over here, and he gives an answer, but I'm just going to leave with the Kasha, that the Gemara is taking for granted that if a guy says to a woman, you're married to me today, and maybe Rabbi Yossel, maybe there's a long lines over you were going, if a guy says to a woman, you're married to me today, but tomorrow you're not my wife. So the halacha is, could she go without a get? If I did not, once they're married, only a get could take out the marriage, she's in this marriage. Ask Abner Mulum 1 second. But if she agreed to marriage today, and not for tomorrow, then the whole marriage is like a tayas. She wasn't agreeable for marriage tomorrow. Yeah, you can't undo a marriage by itself. You can't undo a marriage by itself. So she shouldn't be married at all. The marriage was on the fullest pretenses. She was getting married, so to speak, conditional that the marriage is today. It's not a tonight, but she was getting married under the understanding the marriage is today and not for tomorrow. If that's not going to be the case, if it doesn't work that way, then L'chaira, how are they married? How could she be stuck in a marriage if she was never agreeable to such a marriage in the first place? As a effect of milum. You could say, again, this concept of espashtus. If you marry a partial isha, it's espashtus to the full isha. You could say there's different answers that they discuss, but the kasha is a very shtaka hara. Now, back to the point we brought up when we started today, that in the Mishnah it says that this guy is making a nether about this tree, and he's saying that if this tree, till it falls down, it should be kaddish, it should be a carbon. And we spoke at it, the Ran, Burda Chakira, do we mean it's a carbon, literally, kedushas carbon, like monetary value for carbon, or do we mean it's like a nether, not kedushas carbon? So the Ran brings over here Ben Yaina, who says, our whole conversation fits much better if we're talking about a carbon. If we're talking about Kedusha's carbon, it's very kishmak. Kedusha b'chti lepaka. How Kedusha pop off? Again, like Rabbi Yossel, you mentioned, maybe Aydei P'tiya could come off, but by itself, it shouldn't come off. Yeah, it's a kishmak conversation. Kedusha pop off by itself when we're talking in terms of carbon. But if we're talking in terms of carbon, and carbon is just a keyword for neder, then what's the big deal? We've had nedarim literally at the Masechta, where a person makes nedarim that are tully and tenoyim, that a tully and zman. We had the case where the guy says to his wife, you should be usher to me till Sukkis. If you visit your father until Pesach, what was Paka the nether by Sukkis? What makes the nether pop up? There it is. A person has a power to make a nether tully and zman. If we just mean nether over here, what's the Gemara's question? But a very stark raya that the Gemara over here, the Mishnah over here, when it says carbon, means actual Kedusha's dumim. Kedusha's carbon, it means Kedusha's dumim for a carbon, and real hekdesh, real carbon, and not just nether. That is the raya. The Ram makes Rabbi Yehuda, means a very stark raya. Rabbi Yehuda himself answers, the Rishonim give different, almost opposite answers, but they all discuss, perhaps there's a difference between a nether prati and another klali. They go in opposite directions, the Rishonim, but they say perhaps there's a difference between nether prati, a specific nether, or a general nether. A specific nether maybe could be lizman. We'll go with Rabbi Yehuda's answer. Then maybe another prati could be paka, could be lizman, but another klali, a more general nether, maybe cannot be paka. But that's the other Rishonim take an opposite approach. But the point is, they want to suggest some sort of model to answer the other pshat in the Ran, the other pshat in our Gemara. But again, this simple reading fits very well if you learn it's really literally carbon here and not nether. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava, Mi kamadam is kedushas dam kedushas kuf. Not so fast. Even if we're talking about kedusha over here of Ekdish, right? We don't mean Kedusha is a guf, like a carbon. We mean monetary Kedusha. Monetary Kedusha can pop off. Kedusha is a guf, can't pop off. Kedusha is damim, paka bechti. Kedusha is a guf, like paka bechti. Kedusha is damim, can pop off with nothing. It could be a time, just a time expiry. Whereas Kedusha is a guf, you're right. Kedusha is a guf, needs a redemption. So an Isha would definitely need to have a get. And that's more daima to Kedusha is a guf. Whereas the case in our Mishnah of the tree's Kedusha is damim, that could pop off. That is Rav's Taina. Now, just to speak out from the Achronim, speak beautifully, the Stipler brings, it's really Tesvus, based on Tesvus in Bava Kama, there's also a Rashi elsewhere as well. Stipler says, don't make a mistake and think in the Gemara's answer that we're saying Kedusha's Damim is a weaker Kedusha Kedusha's Guf. And I can raise my hand and say, I've always taken on to an extent, just subconsciously, just right away, Kedusha's Guf is inherently more, Kedusha's the animal itself is a carbon, Kedusha's Damim is a monetary Kedusha, Kedusha's Guf is not redeemable, unless it gets a mum. A carbon gets a mum, then you can redeem it, but otherwise you can't even redeem it, you can't take off the Kedusha. Kedusha's dumb, it could be redeemed. In my mind, I think it was always a pashtus that Kedusha's a guf is a stronger Kedusha. Says Taipa, it's not the pshat. It's not that Kedusha's a guf is a stronger Kedusha than Kedusha's dumbim. Rather, it's just a function of the mechanics. The mechanics are that by Kedusha's dumbim, a person designates something for Hektish, and because he designates the monetary value of Hektish, then it gets Kedusha. It's step one, step two. It's a mum and a sticker transaction, so to speak. He's giving the money to Hekdesh, and once he gives or pledges the money to Hekdesh, it then gets infused with Kedusha. Kedusha as a guf is a direct Kedusha. He's infusing it directly with Kedusha. It becomes, this is a shtekaila. This is a shlamim. This becomes Kadosh directly. And therefore, because of two-step process, says the Stiper, that's why it's Shaykh Padiyah, easily, more easily on Kedusha's damim, and that's what Kedusha's damim calls to be paka, because it's like any other monetary transaction. I can go over to my friend and we can make a deal that I'm buying this, which is another way of saying a rental, for 30 days. We can make a deal with money. I'm buying it for 30 days. After 30 days, it goes back to you. It reverts back to you. We can make such a deal. When it comes to dealing on monetary dealings, in Hektish, there's a more of a limitation. When it comes to monetary dealings, we can make such a deal. So therefore, by Kedusha's damim, as long as you made a tnai in your damim, since it's step one is mamonis and step two is kedusha, the tnai will take effect. Maybe I should use the word tnai. The time limitation, expiry, will be able to take effect. Because by kedusha's guf, it won't be able to take effect. That is how the Stiper explains a lamdisha explanation in the chilek between damim and guf. But not, he says very specifically, not that kedusha's damim is a weaker kedusha. Ultimately, same level of kedusha. It's just that in some ways, actually, the mila is stronger by kedusha's damim than by kedusha's guf. It just means, legabi, these dinim of expiring or of redemption. Okay. Amalei Abayis, Abayis is back. Kedusha's guf, like pakam chdi. Are you telling me kedusha's guf cannot come off by its own? For a time, you learned the Baisa. Shar is a Eila. Kol Shashimim. The fellow says, this Shar Shemin Eila for 30 days. Ulach Shashimim Shlamim. This animal, this ox should be an Eila for 30 days. After 30 days, it should be a Shlamim. Which basically means if it's brought as a carbon within 30 days, Kedusha should be Eila. If it hangs around for 130 days, the Kedusha should be Shlamim. What's the Lacha? Kol Shashimim Eila. Lach Shashimim Shlamim. Attacker works. Amai. Kedusha is a guf ninu upaka bechti. The Kedusha is a guf of Eila is popping off. Bechti, how's that happening? So the Gemara says, "Abayla chadashtak raya that kedusha could be pakam bechti even by kedusha's guf." Rav is going to answer that no, we're talking about kedusha's damim. We don't mean kedusha's guf. We mean kedusha's damim. It wouldn't pop off if it was kedusha's guf. It was kedusha's damim for an ayla for 30 days, and then the kedusha's damim reverts to a shlamim after 30 days. But it never was kedusha's guf. That taka wouldn't change. It wouldn't be paka. Ask the Gemara 1 second. Yachim is seifa, but that very same brisa has a seifa that adds as follows. If he says the other way, after 30 days, this should be an Eila, and from now to Shlamim. So basically, Shlamim from now to 30 days, after 30 days, it should be an Eila. It's just the opposite direction. Now, the Mishnah, the price is over there. It works. Now, if you tell me that the price saying two cases to let us know that this works, side back to a Damim, and even back to a Guf, the switch works. And Kedusha is Paka Bechti. It goes from one to the other by itself without doing any redemption. It works. So then it's a Shmak. We have a Raya. Kedusha is a Guf. It's Paka Bechti. And it makes sense why the Braisa is repeating itself. Top of Ambeis. Hainu Dizrif Latana Lemisle Tarti. That's what Latana to teach two cases. The Sagat Achamina, I would have thought, Kedusha is a Guf like Paka Bechti. Kedusha is Dhamim, Paka Bechti. I would have thought, Daf Kedusha is a Guf. Daf Kedusha is Dhamim. You can go from one to the other, Shlamat Ta'ila, or vice versa. But Kedusha is a guf, you cannot. And therefore, the price taught us two cases. Say, it works by Kedusha's damim, and it works by Kedusha's guf. Okay. Ella, this is a bias tied against Rava. Ella, Iyamrit, but if you say, like you're saying, Rava, that it's Kedusha's a guf isn't paka. So, Ella, Iyamrit, what do you have to say? I divide the kushas damim. You got to say both cases of the brisa are talking about kushas damim. Lomim misitarti. What are you adding with the second case? Why do you have to have a second case? Why do you need two cases? But more particularly, why do you need the second case? What was the first case? The first 30 days in Ayla, and after 30 days in Shlamim. Just to remind ourselves, Ayla, Chatas, Asham are the three karbonos that are carbon that are kachikachim. Shlamim, Pesach, Mais, Behema. Those are Taida. Those are forms of kachim kalim. So he's saying for the first 3 days in Ayla, kachim kachim, and then it should revert to a, it's kul Hashem, and then it should revert to a shlamim after 30 days. So, and we're saying it works. So madach, you're able to go from an Ayla to a shlamim. What's the safe adding? If it's all kudush shlamim, to tell me they're able to go from a shlamim to an Ayla, why would I think not? Says mahashti shlamim kudush chamura, from a kudush chamura to a kudush kala, to a lower kudush paka. It works by itself, the kudush paka, kudush kala, kudush chamura. So you got to tell me about going from a shlamim to an Ayla. If I can go from an Ayla to shlamim, I still can go from a shlamim to an Ayla. So what's the kiddush of the seifa? Unless he's saying it's kudush aguf. And Kishas Guf is Paka, the Choritz Araya, that Kishas Guf could be Paka, as I fact Abaya, to Rava, says Mara, Lema. So at this point, Rava the Chorit slugged up. The Mara seems to have slugged up Rava's Taina, but the issue in Argamar is, now back to problem on Barpada. We started with Ula saying that once the tree falls down, the fell made it, Kaddish till it falls down, and once it falls down, Kedusha pops off by itself, it doesn't even need any redemption. The Gemara asked, how could Kedusha come off? How could Kedusha Bechdi is not Paka? Just like by a marriage, you can't pop off a marriage, Bechdi, so the Kedusha Bechdi is not Paka. We answered that no, marriage is different, because marriage is talking about Kedusha's Aguf, and in our case of tree is more Kedusha's Damim, it's a modern day Kedusha. Fine. But the more asks on that, the Chor, we see, Rabbi says, even by Kedusha's Aguf, it is Paka. So Adraba, Ula's sitting pretty, Ula's perfect in that Kedusha could pop off, Sai Kedusha's Damim, even Kedusha's Aguf, and now we revert back to Kasha Barpada. Barpada held that when the tree falls down, even when it falls down, you have to at least redeem it once after it falls down in order to get rid of the Kedusha, but it wouldn't pop off by itself. Here we see that Kedusha is a goof. Kedusha does pop off by itself. Ask the Gemara, Le'emetav. So Gemara doesn't answer on behalf of Rava. Gemara just asks now on Barpada. Le'emetav tuf to Barpada. Let us say this Brisa is a question of Barpada. Amar, Le'epak Kedusha B'ti. Barpada is a Kedusha, not Paka B'ti. This Brisa should be a Kasha on. It should be a Kasha on Barpada. So before we see Teretz on Barpada, I just want to make one point back in the run on Abaye. Abaye was saying that Kedusha is Paka Bechti, even by Kedusha is a Guf, and he has beautiful raya from this Brisa that we see even by Kedusha is a Guf, Kedusha is being Paka. Ron speaks out over here that that's only Legabe Hekdesh, Kedusha is a Guf of Hekdesh. Let's get back to marriage. Marriage, we said, is also a form of Kedusha is a Guf. Over there, Abaye never said that the Kedusha should be Paka. Abaye never said Kedusha should be Paka Bechti, even if you say by Hekdesh it is, marriage not. Why? The Ron explains because the way it works to say the Kedusha is Paka Bechti is only going to work in a gather of, we know there's a concept called, just to introduce another idea of partial Kiyonim, there's a concept called Kinyan Haguf, and there's a concept called Kinyan Peris, right? Which means, let's say I sell you a field for, if I sell you the field for the year, and it comes back at the end of the year to me, really all I did was, I sold you the Peris. I didn't sell you the field, I sold the Peris. The field room is mine. I'm renting it to you for the year, effectively. Every rental is like this. I'm renting you the field for the year. You have rights to the payers. I retain the karka. That's Kedushas. That's called the Kinyan payers. I retain the Kinyan haguf. There's a lambda shikatsa of a Kinyan haguf, the payers, only for the payers of the guf, but not for the guf itself. But that's not overcomplicated. There's a concept called Kinyan haguf. That means you own the field itself. I sell you the field. It's yours 100%. The payers, the field. You can build real estate on it. It's yours. That's the land is yours. Or no, you just have the rights to the payers, but not to the land. That's called Kinyan payers, not Kinyan guf. Says the Ran, the mechanics of even in Abaye, the Hekdesh being Paka Bechti, would have to be with some sort of mechanism that's working like Kinyan Peiris, that the Kedusha is only such, like a Kedusha, like a Kinyan Peiris, and therefore you put, by definition, you put a time limit on it. You said this tree is Kaddish till it falls down. If it's Kaddish till it falls down, what he's saying is, it's not a full-fledged inherent Kedusha through and through, it's a meaning what it's called Kinyan Aguf to Kedusha, it's like a Kinyan Peiris to Kedusha, which has a time limit, and it can end at a certain time. That's great. But in a marriage, you can't have that. There's no such thing as a marriage that's a marriage that's set a time, that's only a Kinyan Peiris. A marriage, by definition, has to be a full Kinyan Aguf. And therefore, even if we're going to say, according to Abaye, coming out, that Kedusha's Aguf could be Paka Bechti, and Kedusha's Aguf could have a time limit, by marriage, we're still going to stick with our original assumption that we said by marriage, you can't say, today you're my wife, and tomorrow you're not. And she's not married anymore, even without a get. The only way to stop a marriage is with the death of the husband or with a divorce, with a get. You can't put a time limit on and say, this marriage is for 6 months. It doesn't work. It doesn't think in the marriage with Paka, because Kinyan Peiris doesn't work by an Isha. The Ran just makes that chiluk between the Kedusha Guf of Isha versus the Kedusha Guf of Hekdesh, even though we connected it in order to we connect it to answer a question, but the Ran says even in our answer that Kedusha Zukov is Paka by Hek, according to Abaye, by Hektish, it won't be Paka by Isha. Okay, but says the Gemara now, how's my Pada going to understand this Brisa? L'chari, we see that Kedusha Zukov is being Paka. Amar Papa, Papa says, Amar Papa, Papa answer you. Go back to the Brisa and read it as follows. The Brisa is talking all in Kedusha's Damim, not in Kedusha's Guf. But you had a problem. At the Seifa, what's Seifa adding? It's saying that if you say that after 30 days it should be a Shlamim, and from, or after 30 days it should be an Oil, I should say. I'm sorry. And from today it should be a Shlamim, so it seems to be repetitive. So Papa says, no. Basically, he's tweaking the words of the Brisa. Hachagamar, here's how you read the Brisa. Im loy Amar me'achshav Shlamim, la'achar shloishim yoyim, Oil ha've. If he didn't say that from today it's a Shlamim, meaning Kedusha's a Guf, only then will it allow to be an Ayla after 30 days. Meaning, exactly opposite. Meaning, the first part of the Bryce is saying, when you have Kedusha's Damim, and you say that Ishaf Kedusha's Damim for 30 days, it should be an Ayla. And then after 30 days, it should be a Shlamim. That works, because that's Kedusha's Damim. But when you want to plug Kedusha's a Guf, and you say, after 30 days, this should be Kedusha's a Guf of an Ayla, it'll only work if it was an Ishlamim for 30 days. Not like the simple reading of the Brisa. He's sticking in, if it was not made Ishlamim for the first 30 days, only then could it be for 30 days. But had it been Ishlamim for the first 30 days, it would not change to an Eilo, because Kedusha Zagov is Takana Paka. That's how he's going to read the Brisa. And meaning, like his own Jita, that Kedusha Zagov does not go off, but midi dahave ha'im elisha, no different than a princess isha, eskashli lach shoshim yoyim, to be kadeshes, be mekadesh to me after 30 days, that it's chal. The chiddush just is, even though you're making a statement now, and you're saying that the eilish should only take effect after 30 days, it works. No different than when a guy says to isha, here, be mekadesh to me with this money, and it should take effect after 30 days, that it does work. This discussion, if the money has to be around still or not, okay, but the question works. The Gemara discusses it. Even if the money is gone, the kadusha will still take effect. The transaction, the act of transaction took place today. The chalais is 30 days later, and we don't say that the kinyan is no longer around. We say that the kedushin works. So to hear his declaration about the animal becoming kaddish after 30 days, being an oila, is going to work. That is the chiddush of the brisa, but not that kedusha that was in existence will pop off. A kedusha shlamim will pop off to switch to an oila, vice versa. A kedusha zaguf will not pop off. Kedusha damim, perhaps yeah, but kedusha zaguf will not pop off. Ask Gemara Peshitta. If that's how he's touching the brisa, then what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush that the animal is kaddish? What's the Bryce teaching us? The Chiddush is, let's say within the 30 days, he retracted. If he retracted within 30 days, then I would think that since he retracted before it took effect, that maybe the neder shouldn't be chal, and the animal should not be kaddish. The Chiddush is that kamash blan, that it would be, that it remains chal. Ask the Gemara, honey chamad amar ein chazeres. That's all good if you say that you can't be chazer by marriage. Elamad amar chazeres, meaning we're comparing it to the case of marriage. The guy went to Ishan Center, you're mekadesh to me after 30 days with this kesef kedusha. The halacha is, she's mekadesh after 30 days. But there's a machleik is, what if she retracts in the interim during these 30 days? His mother says she can still retract until 30 days, until it triggers, she can retract. His mother says she can't retract. Bishlam, according to Bindi, can't retract by kedushin. So too, that's the chiddush of Hektish, that the animal will retain the kedusha of Ayla after 30 days, and the hadar by the retraction doesn't work. But if you hold that by kedushin she can retract, why wouldn't I say by Hektish also you can retract? And then you back to the question, then what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush behind this price? Says the Mara, a big site over here, Afilu mat amar chazeres, even if you hold that by kedushin she can retract. Hacha, during the 30 days, hacha shiny, here by hektish of an animal is different. Tamras ladvaya, kimisras lahektish. Famous idea we've had many times, very relevant for tzedakah purposes. When one makes a pledge to gavaya, when he assuming he speaks it out, machshava could be different. One makes a pledge to gavaya, when he speaks it out, it's the equivalent of misras lahegit. Just like when you give over, when you do an act of transaction with a hegit, once you do the act, the transaction is final. So to a deeper the gavaya is like the act of a hegit. And therefore, even though it's still within the 30 days and he's trying to retract, since he already made the Amira, it's as if it took effect, as if he did the transaction, and therefore he can't be Chayzer. Even if he could be Chayzer by marriage, maybe he says the marriage is conditional, not conditional, but he says the marriage should be Chal in 30 days. During the 30 days, there's an opinion that says she could retract, but by Hektish over here, you would not be able to retract. What's the source? Which end of this? What's the source of Amras Gavai possessed Hegit? The Gemara and Bavi doesn't really elaborate. Yushami says it's based on the Pasuk of Lashem Haratz Malay. We say, in the Sunday's Yayim, it's in the in Tilim, right? Hashem Aratz Malay, we say when we put back the Torah, Hashem Aratz Malay, the land and everything inside it belongs to Hashem. So we learn from there that the second year, Bidarshan, Yishami says, the second year Magdash, it's automatically Chal, because it already belongs to Hashem, regardless. Have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, again, reminder, tomorrow only on Zoom, not in person.